Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Today is our special guest day, where we will hear from a friend in the ministry who will share their insight and stories on truth in this chaotic world. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Guest Thursday, and this will be part two with Grace Cornell, who is the daughter of Scott and Kristen Cornell out of New Hampshire, one of our leaders. And we've been excited to hear your story of how God led you to upstate New York with a ministry, first as a student and then as a employee there, working. I think you said 2.5-3 years you were there.
Yep.
God then said, okay, you're done. And yeah, that's all I told you is I have something for you, but I'm not telling you, you know. Okay. So you come home, and of course she's coming home in the beginning of the summer and gets attracted to, and God says, here, I want you to go do this outdoor camping process, you know, with kids and teach them things. And one of the things you said you learned was really was about you was God says, I'm training you into a leadership position to take leadership roles and let me develop that in you. Cause you said you didn't naturally feel like that was something that you were, but you were willing to do it, and you had those capabilities. So we were at this, you're at this outdoor trip where you took trips every day, and God's okay, you're done. Then you came back and said, well, I wonder what I'm supposed to do next, because it was more a summer situation, and you're gonna come back home to New Hampshire. So pick it up there, and what started to happen to you as you were sorting that question? Which, by the way, that's how God works, as you said, well, what do you got to show me now? And then the story is how he did that. So go ahead and share. As you started asking that question, what things started to happen for you?
That whole summer I had been praying about what to do next. And I felt like college was the answer. But I know, I wanted to go to a Christian college, but there's a lot of Christians. Sorting through that was more of the question. And then it was getting close to the end of summer. And I was like, I guess maybe I would be okay with going to school like in the winter semester, the spring semester, figuring out, taking the fall to figure out what exactly was to happen.
I know because of what happened there is that in your mind it was, well, maybe it's time for me to go to college. And mm-hmm. probably just because of the timing, because you're at the end of August here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, well, I'll just apply and start processing. Where do I start in January? That was
right, because most people for the fall semester would have already accepted the beginning of May and yes. already committed to the school and plans in action and all of that, right?
Right,
and
school, exactly.
And school slots mm-hmm. are generally now full.
Right.
And they even tell you, you know, don't even bother, just, you know, maybe try in January. So I know that's what you were thinking. Okay, yep. So you're thinking that. How did that go?
So the process felt a little bit long to me, but yeah, I was even considering like going another like quick gap thing. Yeah, basically I didn't end up doing that. So I was kind of narrowing it down to three colleges because there's a lot of Christian colleges, but not a lot of Christian colleges who offer studio art that I wanted to do. So I narrowed it down to three, but then again, I was like, I don't know. How do I choose?
And when you said what you wanted to do, what were you thinking about what you did want to do?
I was thinking, because I love art, so, and I wanted to learn art, so continue that. So I was applying for studio art.
Would be a major in some kind of a good major for mm-hmm. art directly with, you know, in your mind, it was just, how do I get better at this? And what do I do with, you know, you didn't know what your career was going to be, but you wanted to be in.
I was just taking one step at a time.
So you're considering different schools. And
yep. So it was the last week of the summer camp job that I was doing. And my mom and I decided to go and get a coffee and talk about it. That's what we do. And so she had been looking through those colleges to see what other classes I'd be taking, because I did a lot in high school, and then I was actually taking some online classes while I was working over in New York. So I had a good amount of credits going in. So she was kind of doing like the administrative side, like, okay, what does this actually look like? If you go to this school, would you have to take a bunch more gen eds that you wouldn't need over here? So giving me a bigger picture of what that would look like. So basically, she was showing me that, and it became very clear to me that if I went to Liberty, then I would save at least a semester, if not a year or more of school. And that's, so I was like, oh, interesting.
Yeah, and your original thought was that wasn't...
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't Liberty wasn't really the one that, because it didn't have what you thought, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I just didn't really want to go to Liberty for some reason. Whether it was because my siblings went there, or there was, it also just didn't seem to have like as full of an art program. Like it didn't have as much to offer. But she did some more research. Apparently they had the same classes and like the same setup that these other schools were advertising on their website. It was just a little bit more hidden. And so I don't know. It was just all like fitting together. And yeah, it was quite obvious to us both that maybe I should consider. And so I don't know. We just got in Unity real quick and we were like, okay. And I kind of did a 180 from not wanting to go to Liberty to, hey, I'm going to Liberty and this is fun. So we called them because Liberty started that next week. So I was literally 1 week before this happened.
That's kind of a big O. I remember, you know, Kristen talking about this, is that because of the way it appeared in their booklets and stuff, it didn't seem like that was the right program for you.
Yes. Yeah.
But Kristen did some more seeking. God provided more information. It's like, actually, because, yeah, it, on the surface, it didn't look so. But actually, the truth is it actually has a pretty good program for you.
Yeah.
And then you saw that. It kind of resonated with you, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that could work. But the they start classes in 7 days when she came to that point. So that typically, by the way, that would be, well, you're not even, you can't even think about going now. You're going to have to wait, you know, till later. So tell us, once you realize, 7 days later, what happened?
Yeah. So my sister was actually sitting there and of course she went to Liberty. So she was like, I think you should just call them. It was almost 5 o'clock. Oh, we have 15 minutes. Okay, let's call them. So we called them up and we're like, would it be possible for me to go to classes next week? Basically, because I had already applied to Liberty when I was in high school. And so I had already been accepted and they had all my transcripts and everything.
Right. And your online courses were through Liberty, correct?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I just had to switch from being an online student to being a residential student. So that was our question for them. Could I do that and like feasibly actually like go to be a residential student next week? So they said, yeah, we could do that nonchalantly. And so basically that week I was just getting things ready, like signing up for classes, getting housing, and
dorm stuff shopping.
Like that. Yep. Yes.
I didn't really do that.
Yeah, I did that with my sister when I got down there. But yeah, so it was a little bit crazy, but it totally worked.
How did you... how were you able to get the courses you needed to? And you found were you living in a dorm then?
Yeah. Yes. I was living in a dorm. So for the classes, yeah, I basically signed up for some classes to hold my spot, but I wasn't totally sure about those ones. So I had some gen eds, and then I really wanted to get into a couple other classes because I didn't have a full schedule because everybody had already signed up for classes like months ago. So I joined the wait list and I got in, and there was one class that I switched during ad drop week, and it totally worked out. And I got all the classes I needed.
When you said, well, maybe I should go to Liberty, 7 days later, you're there, right?
Right.
With classes and into a program and a place to stay. I mean, that whole thing is just remarkably supernatural to be able to get to that point that fast, really.
It was incredible.
Yep. So then you go there.
Actually, can I pause before you take her any further? Because I just want to highlight something really beautiful there to people is there are seasons in our lives where things seem like they're just moving at a snail's pace. You don't know where you're going exactly. God's taking you to the next step and you're wondering and you're just trusting that his will is good and you're responding. And then suddenly there's an acceleration. And what I love is what we see you demonstrate here is what we call responsive obedience. There wasn't this long, well, what do I do? It is, okay, no, God, you have set me up for this moment. And if you're saying go, I go. And I love the responsive obedience demonstrated there, because I think that's just such a beautiful thing, because so many people I'm talking with lately are in places of, you know, what I always call the liminal space between what is and what is promised. In that, it can feel so long, but there is such a preparation time in your heart. And when you are leaning into that preparation, then when he says go, you're ready to respond. And that's exactly what you did. And then you took forward into this next semester. So,
yeah. Yeah. And was there anything, by the way, were you during that time of, okay, I'm going to go and apply there, did you feel completely confirmed that if it came about that, yep, I'm going to go? And it sounded like you didn't have any difficulty with moving. Once things started to move, that you moved real with it. Was there any difficulty? You have any difficulty in your heart about that? Or was it like, no, I'm there?
No, I really didn't have any doubts, surprisingly. Yeah, I was just moving forward.
Yeah, and that's part of, and you can tell that's what part God's been teaching her. Mm-hmm. Is follow me, and when I say go, let's go. You know, and you kind of just, okay, I'm there. You know, it's kind of fun. So you get down there. Start classes. Tell us your involvement in how you got involved in Crew and what are you doing with that, you know, now?
Yes. Yeah, so when back in high school, when I first started looking at Liberty, I was just like perusing their club sports website and I saw that they had rowing and I was like, I never thought about doing that. But that's kind of cool. And so I looked into it and you didn't need any like prior experience. So I was like, what? For college? Okay. So I kind of had that in the back of my head. And then, but I didn't really have much time to think about it while I was preparing to go for Liberty, because I was still working during that week too, and like packing and figuring everything out. So I got down there, started my classes, and I was like, you know, should I consider doing the rowing thing? And then I looked it up and they hadn't had tryouts yet, but it was in like 2 days. So I was thinking about it and praying about it. I'm like, I don't know if I should really like start this semester. Like I just got here and I'm still like setting in that I'm actually a college student. So it's like, yeah, I asked God and I was like, should I do this? Is this what you have for me? And he said, well, go to tryouts and just try it out. See what you think. And so I did. And it was pretty cool. So I stayed.
So they invited you to join the team, right?
Yep. I got on the team.
And what is that experience like? You know, what position are you and how are you enjoying that? And you're starting to develop that leadership, I know, skill there. So,
yeah. So basically we have practice every weekday. So 5 days a week. And we get up at about 4:30 and 3 days a week, we drive an hour on the bus to a lake that's probably the closest sizable lake to Liberty. So we have a couple hours practice. And then the other 2 days, we do what we call the erg room, which is machine rowing. And then we go to lift. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Have you had any races yet? Or?
Yes, we've had 3 races.
Have you done?
Not too shabby, but not too great either. It was still super fun.
Yeah.
Did you see the movie The Boys in the Boat?
Yes, of course.
That's fantastic, right?
It's a good movie.
As soon as you started talking about rowing, I was like, oh, I can picture it all.
Yep.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. And I know the team has identified her as potential leadership capability that God's developing. And this is one area that he's going to develop for her during this tenure at school. Do you go all year round or just in the fall?
Yeah, we practice both semesters.
Okay.
Wow. That's a big commitment.
Yeah.
4:30 in the morning.
Yeah. She's going to drive her car down so she doesn't have to take the bus. you were there a semester, you know, get into Crew. Talk a little bit now about your, as you're tweaking your career choices and your course choices, what's going on with that? Because you go into, and I'm going into art now that you're there, where's God taken you and what has happened with that?
Yeah. So once I started the art classes, I was like, oh, this is really fun. But then I was thinking, what am I going to do with this? And I don't necessarily need to do anything with it, but I do have to, you know, I don't know. I'm thinking about that, what I want to do for a career. So loving the learning process with art. Yeah, I'm thinking forward. So I was like, what else could I do with this? So there's a couple career opportunities with studio art, but they all just seemed a little bit boring, not quite me. So yeah, I was thinking about that, praying about that. I thought about doing a double major with graphic design, but it just didn't quite feel right. So I didn't end up doing that. But
the one thing, as she's considering, okay, art, now where do I go with this? Graphic design, possible. And that would be a good business career. But you really understood something about that, and that about you, is that graphic designers spend most of their time on computers. And you realized probably not who you are, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That you, because you're social and you want to be around people. And yeah, you're gifted, but you don't want to be doing that all day long in a cubicle.
Right.
Yep. So that became kind of clear to her. And this is, again, how God works, is that he starts to show you, well, I'm not taking you to something that doesn't fit who you are. I want to give you the desire of your heart of who you are. And she recognized that. And what caught me about it was that God showed her that right away. Because she could have said, well, let me go try that for a while and, you know, a semester or two, and then realize, you know, this isn't really what I want to do. And God says, well, I already know that. So no, I'm going to show you no. But then you started to, with that understanding, you know, you looked at other things. What kind of things are you thinking of now?
Yeah. So yeah, that didn't sound super exciting for the long term. But I was looking, Liberty also has an interior design program. And at first I had actually looked at it, but I discarded it because they also had like architectural classes. And I was like, I don't want to go into architecture. So I kind of just shoved it aside. I felt like God was like, well, just look at it again. So I looked at it again and like looked up what an interior design does. And all of a sudden it clicked. And I was like, oh, so they do have some computer work, but it's not 100% right. of their job. They also visit clients and like, you know, other stuff. So it's like, it's a mix. And God was like, I think that fits you. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. And then, yeah. And I've grown up, like, my mom keeps inviting me to, like help her, like redesign the rooms in our house. And I've always enjoyed that with her. So I came home and told my parents, and my dad was like, she already does that. So I think it might be a good fit.
And as you now are moving in that direction, how are you able to shift some of your courses?
Yeah. So I actually decided to double major in interior design and studio art. So I still have that. I'm still learning the art and continuing with that. So I was already signed up for spring classes when I decided this. So I decided to keep my studio art classes, but drop my graphic design. And then none of the interior design classes were open at all. So I immediately got on the waiting list for some classes. And then I got into one yesterday, and I'm like number 2 and 3 for some other classes. So
yeah,
it's working out.
Yeah. So that, you know, the neat thing is that God makes crooked places straight. And yeah, the interesting thing, you know, that is common right now for her is that I'll let you know when, but when I let you know, let's go. Mm-hmm. And I'll take care of it, you know, because she's now got a shift. Because remember, in school, when you're in college, you got to already sign up for your courses next semester ahead of time, which she's done. But after she did that, she shifted like, I want to go this direction, which means I got to take new courses, but they're full. So she has to get on a wait list. And God said, don't worry about it. I'll get you in.
Yeah, I actually joined the wait list and then started processing.
So it'll be exciting because, you know, and this is where we're sitting, is that I want you to develop your art. You're gifted. I'm going to move you into interior designing. I'm going to develop leadership. And it's going to be a wonderful experience to have you back and see where does God take you, because we don't know exactly where it's going to wind up. It's going to include those ingredients. We just don't know what, you know, so it'll be fun. It'll be fun to see that.
Yeah.
We'll be very excited. So Heavenly Father, we just are so excited for Grace. And we just pray that we'll all have that same heart that she's got of just processing and then following as you're directing her. And she willingly just goes with great faith, great confidence, not knowing exactly where it's going, but you're leading and she trusts that. So we praise you for that. We ask for favor. We pray that her school year will just be a spectacular time of enjoying crew, enjoying her courses, enjoying fellowship, and going deeper into receiving your life into her, that she can receive it and give it away. And we're very excited for her and honored that we can have that story be told. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Grace. It was fun to hear your story. I know one of Rich's and my favorite things is seeing the next generation, learning to abide and walk in faithfulness and responsive obedience to God and just what that looks like. So thanks for sharing your story. Listeners, if you have questions from today's broadcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.